quando casa minha mente não. Mal, isto não funciona. Children's of Power Podcast. Right, well, hello everyone, and welcome to yet another video from the Mouth of Sauron podcast. Here tonight with Dungeon Master Deej. First of all, say hello, Dungeon Master Deej.
Hello.
How are you?
Nice to be here. Yeah, really good. You all right?
Feeling good, yeah, feeling good. And Mike Cargan, of course, Mikey C.
Yay! Yeah, I'm good.
There he
all
is.
All good here.
We're all ready. We got Jimmy here as well, producing. Say hello, Jim.
Hello, lovely people.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Hellos and intros out of the way. So, yes. Well, we thought we would just jump in because yesterday Empire Magazine released two exclusive images and they've released two more today. Now, I think this is all in anticipation for a big article that Empire Magazine will be releasing on the 9th of June, which is Thursday. So I assume what they're doing is they're just kind of staggering the release of some images. And then on Thursday, we'll see like the full article and presumably a load more exclusive images. So yeah, exciting time. Shit's getting real, fellas. Shit is getting real.
It feels like it's building up to like a big long form trailer of some sort. Cause they're normally, they're releasing a lot now and thick and fast. So we're going to be getting more and more, I think, which is exciting.
A full bucket of water and there's just a little drip, drip, drip.
Yeah.
And eventually that last drop will just overfill it.
Yeah. Well, that's it. And I think like momentum is clearly building, isn't it? And yeah, it feels like it's coming now. So look, we've maybe jumped the gun a little bit here because there's gonna be, I think, another couple images released and then the article will be here on Thursday. But you know, we're excited. So it's time to react. So that's why we're here. We should also say that alongside these images, there's also been like sections of the article released. So I think what we're going to do this evening is react to some of the images and also react to a little bit of the content of those articles as well. So yeah, should be good. So just to clarify, we're talking about so far four exclusive images that Empire Magazine have released. But I think what I'd like to do first of all, guys, is get both of your reactions to the headline of the article that was released yesterday, which reads, Lord of the Rings, The Rings of Power, five seasons are fully planned out. Quote, we know what our final shot will be. Reactions, please, chaps.
Well, I think we spoke in the podcast about there being five seasons. So that's good that they've confirmed that. That's great, because that gives us five whole years of being in Middle Earth. And I mean, I'm not entirely shocked that they know what the final shot will be, because we know how the story ends anyway, really. If they said we don't know what's going to happen at the end of it, I'd be very, very concerned. But it's good to know. It's good to know it's not going to be a Game of Thrones. So, or Lost, or a number of other programs that just completely lost their way.
And you just feel they had to kind of wrap it up. They were like, oh, we got to better finish this off now.
There's another quote from the article that says, the rights that Amazon bought were for a 50-hour show. They knew from the beginning that was the size of the canvas. This was a big story with a clear beginning, middle, and end. There are things in the first season that don't pay off until season five. So exactly what you're saying, mate. They're talking about a canvas, you know, metaphorically, obviously, but that they know they needed to fill. But that's exciting as well, to know that they're already saying there's going to be payoffs in season five, the seeds of which we're planting now.
Well, that kind of implies that they're going to be, they will be jumping in time quite a bit. You know what I mean? Because if it's all taking place over 10 years, I think they're going to be taking over hundreds now from that, I'd say.
Do you?
Because I think if they're opening on season one, I think they're going to, I reckon they're going to be bold and jump through time a bit.
Okay.
And have stuff pay off that you can, like, was like, talked about as a, I don't know, like as a myth or as a something coming true.
Yeah.
So, well, we've already mentioned things, haven't we, that we almost know for sure happen quite some time apart, which we've spoke about in other episodes. So, you know, it does just make sense. And that's also just from the footage and the, you know, the content they've released. I mean, it's all speculation at the moment, isn't it? But we've been able to marry up a few things with what is known. So, yeah, it's exciting, isn't it?
Very exciting. So, look, I think on that note, we'll react to the first of the two photos that came out with that article, which was the one of the tower.
Beautiful image, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
I've heard it's likely a Numenorean tower. That's the kind of thing. And yeah, it appears to be, people are guessing, that it's Arondir, a new character on top.
Yeah.
Which would be a Sindarin elf, wouldn't he? So he's looking out possibly west, I think, by the sun. So, I mean, it doesn't give a hell of a lot away, but yeah, there's a big Numenorean structure, and it looks probably, are we going to say he's on Numenor or in Middle Earth? I don't know.
Yeah, you kind of do feel it goes out to sea a little bit in the distance. There is that horizon that you can just faintly see. Got a bit of a mountain to the left. And it does, yeah, as you say, it does. You know, I think that there is a little bit of ocean just in the sort of little center of the picture, almost. So
it looks almost fish scales and on the top of that,
the roof,
tower.
Yeah. I thought that.
Remember when we was going through the posters? Anyone that had fish scales on them, we kind of put down as a Numenorean seafaring. Yeah. So it's all coming together, isn't it?
Well, look, there's. I don't want to like present. In fact, I do want to present some conflict because on the Fellowship of Fans Instagram account, they have got a caption saying that this is the tower at Tir Harad. Now, Tir Harad is non-canon, so this is a new place, a new location invented for the show. Mm. However, Harad, not Tir Harad, but Harad is a Tolkien location that is south of Mordor.
Okay.
That's not Numenor. That's a location on Middle Earth, south of Mordor. And they're saying that it's, you know, it's a watchtower. So I don't know, but I don't know. The thing for me there is we've got a whether it is Numenorean or not, it's I think you're right, Mike. It's a structure made by man. But there's a Sylvan or Sindarin elf stood atop it. So, you know, and Arondir is one of these characters that we're starting to know a little bit about, aren't we? Because we know that he has, there's this relationship between him and Bronwyn. We already know that, don't we?
Okay.
As an elf and a woman, which is kind of like this forbidden thing that we know is going to be part of season one. So yeah, there's stuff sort of developing there. I think also on an interesting note, just to kind of go sideways a bit here, on one wiki to rule them all, Theo, who we've previously discussed, is now listed as Bronwyn's young son.
Well, that was kind of what we was trying. That's what we kind of speculated, wasn't it?
We did speculate, but it's there now. So I don't know where they've got that from. But what's happening? Yeah, maybe it was us. Yeah. But we're really starting to piece together little bits now, aren't we? Because we've got Arondir, and we've got his relationship with Bronwyn that we know is going to be a part of season one. We've got Theo and Bronwyn, who's now mother and son confirmed. We've got Theo and the sword, which we didn't know where he was going to kind of find that, but we seem to think that all three of these people are going to be in this place called Tir Harad. It's a watchtower. Harad's a place underneath Mordor. So yeah, there's stuff going on.
Yeah, it's getting. But I mean, the only problem of all this is characters that are all made up and places that are all made up that aren't part of canon.
Yes.
So
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
So maybe they did have the whole story planned out and was like, do you know what, guys? We haven't got enough to make a TV show like this. We're gonna have to create some people.
Yeah.
That could have been. Yeah. And places, which I find hard to believe, but.
So just some like of things happened. I think. Are quite interesting. Like there are quite a lot of roads and like carved out pathways in the sort of underneath the tower. And I can't figure out if it's snow or if it's more sort of like streams and glacial water towards the mountain.
Zooming in, it looks to me like water on my zoom. So it looks just like a big kind of marshland.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, in terms of above sea level.
Yeah.
We do know there is marshland on the outskirts of Mordor.
Yeah, the landscape itself to me looks very Peter Jackson Middle Earth as well, which was encouraging. I was like, okay, like this. This is right. This looks good. Okay. Well, look, we'll move on to the second image that was released from that same article. And that was of Lenny Henry as Sadoc Burrows.
Yeah.
And I'm also keen to mention, actually, on that kind of wider image, there's two other Harfoots either side of him.
Yeah, it looks like mother and daughter.
It does, doesn't it? So we'll make sure that we put up the right image, because I think it's important to look at, you know, that entire image.
Yeah.
So this is the first time we find out Lenny Henry's character's name, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Sadoc.
Yeah, Sadoc Burrows.
So, Deej, when we were speaking yesterday, you were, frankly outraged at his hairstyle. So, first of all, just your reaction.
What?
Just your reaction to his hair,
please. I don't think it was outrage. It was more surprise.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, I've just never seen that sort of do before. And with that, it's difficult to make out whether that's a continuation of, this Brian May style hairdo, or whether sideburns.
I think he's balding in it. I don't think it's up to forehead.
There's just no break.
It's strange,
He's just got big mutton chop kind of sideburns.
I wonder if he's going to incorporate the Brummie accent into...
Well, in Lord of the Rings, one of them was from Somerset, one of them was from God knows where, one of them was from Scotland.
Yeah,
they all live basically around the corner.
They need some Brummie blood then, didn't they?
They do.
Yeah.
Well, look, on that note, Mike, of them being from sort of everywhere, there's a quote from the article that is really nice as well that I think is good to get your reaction to. So Lenny Henry himself, the main man, he says, of the Harfoots, "We're a nomadic tribe moving with the weather and the fertility of the crops. We've got big caravans on wooden wheels, and we're very good at hiding things because humans are much bigger than us and bring trouble." Now, reaction, please. What are they good at hiding at? Ooh. Yeah. What trouble are humans bringing? He's hinting there big time, isn't he?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, well, I think they're probably thinking hiding food and themselves from these wandering men going around the world pillaging and doing whatever they want to.
Oh, see, I think he's dropping it like a way bigger hint there. I think that the Harfoots are going to be, well, maybe a ring, yeah, but I don't know, something big. I think he's really given us a little bit of tantalizing, Harfoots are going to be pretty central, and
I think they're finding something of worth. Otherwise, why would they be in it? We're not just going to follow around a group of farmers.
Are we? Yeah,
they're going to have something.
It's interesting that he's bought caravans into this as well, which just implies that they're not just set in one place. They're potentially moving from town to town. We've seen the hobbits just sort of reside in the Shire before, and that they've gone off on this massive journey to come back. These guys seem like they're almost always on the move, and they don't.
Yeah, maybe they were nomadic before they settled in Hobbiton. Maybe they're half.
That's where it's leading to. I think the end of the series will be them establishing themselves in the Shire with the protection of some elves that they've made friends of along the way.
And I think that's quite a cool thing about this age in particular, isn't it? Like, a lot of it is about discovering new land or trying to get to the next place. It doesn't really seem like, of course, people stay in one place for quite a long time, but it always seems like, there's that ambition to sort of explore and expand and discover new worlds. So I think that's a really sort of cool element.
Well, I think that's what's interesting, isn't it? Because we've got a situation where hobbits, notoriously, when you get to Bilbo was very reluctant to go on his journey. He was like, no, hobbits stay where they stay. We're in the Shire. We like to have our home comforts, and we don't go anywhere. And he was like the first Hobbit to kind of like go somewhere and became famous because of it. So it seems like they've kind of worked backwards. Like the Harfoots are going to be quite a nomadic people that travel everywhere. And then, yeah, as you say, I think it might end up with them actually settling in the Shire. And then further down the line, Bilbo kind of flips back to how they were originally. So yeah, just be interesting to see. But I think it's great. And I think that article also hinted at them, as I think I anticipated, I don't know if you guys did, I think they are going to provide a lot of the comic relief of the series.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which will be someone else.
Lenny Henry.
Lenny Henry's going to be a...
It's going to be some... Yeah.
Oh, relief.
Very good. I didn't even clock that I said that. Yeah.
Yeah. Just a detail about the image. It looks... Sadok he's got this lantern in his hands and his eyes are looking upwards at something.
Ooh.
So it looks like
he's going deep on his analysis
a bit beyond the sort of image we've been shown. And I don't know if it's something, a look of shock or whether it's a look of we've just discovered something. That's quite a cool sort of.
Well, the other two are looking at him like he's a moron. So I don't really know what's going on. Right. One of them looks a bit like a crackhead, actually.
Well, look, we'll move on to the article that they released today and the two further images. The first one is looks like it's a bit different, isn't it? Because you can actually see the camera. It's the one of Galadriel. But I think you can also see like a cameraman and some production stuff in the foreground.
Yeah, it's a proper set kind of shot. Mm.
Personally, I don't think there's a lot there to react on in terms of the photo of Galadriel. We know she's going to feature heavily. We've already seen a lot of her in the trailer and a couple other images of her. But I do just want to get your reaction to a segment of what was said in the article itself. So Morfydd Clark says... I was not aware of how limited my imagination is until I stepped onto the set. It was like, oh my God, I have the imagination of a paper bag compared to this.
Wow.
Which is funny, first of all, but also like, again, amazing. Like it sounds like, you know, if the actors themselves are taken back by like, Jesus Christ, there's a lot going on set. Like, that's great. They're thinking big again, aren't they? Which is exactly what we want.
I think she's got the imagination, not of someone that's got £50 million to throw at something. That's probably what the...
It's a good point.
I mean, it'd just be like, how about a, I don't know, dragon on stilts? Yeah. God, we've got a budget for that.
Yeah.
So that'd it could be just nightmare. Be a lot of money, but no, it's very promising. I think the only thing about Galadriel is that sword is humongous.
Yeah, the hilt.
Carrying around.
Yeah. Right. Completely agree. Yeah. And like for me, you'll go like, does that indicate that it might be some sort of longsword? Is it your normal sort of scimitar blade? Is it something bigger? Like, why is that hilt so big?
One thing about fantasy films that I hate is when people have ridiculously massive swords. Like, you know, these kind of like, I don't know, like a Final Fantasy-esque kind of job where it's like the sword's bigger than the person and stuff.
I'm
always like, no, just have it a nice, normal sword, please.
Like a morning star sword.
Yeah. So I'm kind of hoping, because the images we've seen, that black sword looks massive. This one looks really big and massive. I'm just like, come on. Like, let's not go down that fantasy role. But other than that, it looks cool. She does look cool.
Yeah, it's a cool image, and it just shows.
I feel a new love of my life coming on with Gladjaw.
Do you? Yeah.
the other image is the Empire cover, isn't it? The one. So you've got the production shot, and then you've also got that sort of portrait shot of her in front of what is going to be the cover of the magazine, where you get a real better look at the longsword, and then with that, she's actually holding the blade that we've seen in. A couple of the images we spoke about before, so that sort of the weaving of the two trees in the hilt of it, stuff like that, and it just looks so cool. Like it's such a sick sort of outfit, isn't it? This sort of armor that they've put on her and stuff like that, like it just looks like an absolute sort of like.
where is she going to be using all this? I just, because there's another image of, jumping ahead now, of a snow troll, I think they've called it now.
Yes.
Which looks awesome. It does look good. And judging from the trailer we got as well, she's around that. She's going to be fighting it, I'm guessing, or running from it, or interacting with it at some point. So, yeah, what are your thoughts on that, Cal? What are your thoughts on the snow troll?
Yeah, I liked it. I think like that was one of the parts of the trailer that, when it first came out, there was like a lot of that seemed to be one of the like components of the trailer that a lot of the kind of critics like latched onto, because they were like saying, oh, this could be any sort of fantasy, any kind of fantasy story. But no, I think again, trolls, we know, are a big deal. Like Tolkien's used them; they're a big part of The Hobbit, and they have a cave troll in Fellowship. So they're just pushing it again a little bit more. Like, yeah, you know, if Galadriel ventures into the north, there's going to be snow trolls, or whatever they call them, which is great. Like, I think it's cool. It's the new showrunners taking just enough liberties. To just push it to a point where, yeah, that's fine, that's okay. You know, if they suddenly were like introducing something that there's never been a reference to before, like,
yeah,
I don't know, basilisk or whatever. I'm not that well versed in fantasy creatures.
Probably is one in there somewhere.
Probably is, yeah. Maybe there's like, I don't know, suddenly there's a vampire or something. Like,
I think there's vampires in there as well.
I was there. Well, I don't know. Something that Tolkien never made reference to, then yes, kick off by all means. But no, like trolls, we get it. Snow troll, yep, that's fine. We're going into an area that we've not seen a lot of before, but we know is there. So yeah, I like it. I really like it.
Well, a thing as well is like the Second Age is not a lot known about it. So they could have, and races have come and gone, I bet. So, I mean, wizards weren't on till the Third Age, so there's nothing saying there wasn't things as snow trolls rocking around in the in the Second Age that have just since gone in by the Third. So yeah, no, I think it's,
and we've seen a lot of that sort of snow, really high mountain glacial, you know, backdrop, haven't we? So it does just make sense, like when you're talking about the knife in the wall moment in the trailer, like that is just in a very cold place where you would likely have snow, therefore it's very possible a snow troll
definitely. So we'll move on to the final image that we've got, which is of Charles Edwards playing Celebrimbor, and actually we can now match this up to a tweet that the official the show's official Twitter account released today, which matches it up to the poster as well. Do you remember we were looking at all the posters where you can't see anybody's face? They've now confirmed that the guy in the red robes with the scroll, as we rightly suspected, tap on the back for us, is Celebrimbor. So yeah, reaction plea, guys. We knew he was going to feature, but they're putting it out there now, and I think it's a sign that he's going to be a big deal, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, big pat on the back to us. I think we nailed that one. Like, you know, there's some things
called it.
You know, I get away with saying on this podcast that, you know, I believe not to be true, but yeah, well done to us. just a really cool bit of peace of mind, isn't it? Like, you know,
yeah.
We're getting him, and with that, you know, like he's a big enough character to make one of the posters, but you know, make a really important promotional poster. And yeah, we'll be following, I hope, a really cool storyline that, you know, is very much centered around him. So with the image, it's kind of looking off out of a window or down a
corridor,
isn't
he?
Just out, maybe having a think to himself,
having a think.
And yeah, it doesn't give too much away. I think this is purely released just to confirm what a lot of people have been asking for a while. And you know, with that, you know, of course, you're never going to give too much away. But, you know, you do see in the background, there is a scroll that's open up against the wall, which does have writing on it. Now, in previous videos, we've said that there are people out there who have, you know, read into this writing and have given us, you know, good quotes to what is written on a hammer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost impossible to see, but if you are out there and you can translate whatever is on that scroll, we'd love to hear about what it is.
Wow, there it is. Deej laying down the gauntlet.
Yeah, a challenge, if you will.
I think
yeah.
it'd be hard pushed to get that. I found the image, by the way. Yeah, we're
pretty
here.
Tiny, isn't it?
Yeah. But it doesn't give too much away. On the right hand side, you do get to see a little bit. It does look like it's going outside, and you see this sort of blue archway with almost like a kind of granite like stone pillar. It's very faint, but it does look like he's looking out to some sort of balcony or something like that. You know, and that idea of blue and that sort of color stone, I don't know where that would place him. I don't know if you guys have got any ideas, but
it's going to be Lyndon or
Eregion, don't we? Yeah, with Celebrimbor. Mike, what do you think? I mean, in particular, I'd quite like to know about you. Not so much about the image, but about the casting. Like when Celebrimbor comes to mind, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but for me, he didn't look like that.
I tell you what, he doesn't look like that to me. I was imagining, I don't know, long dark hair, probably.
Mm. Yeah.
A bit younger, maybe.
Yeah. Younger in elven years.
He's very old for an elf, doesn't he? And again, he's got the short Elrond-esque hair, which...
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I'm feeling this.
I don't know.
This image of it.
That's going to be a bit shit, isn't it? It's just like, they just use short hair to make people look a bit younger. Mm. Like he's just not been alive long enough to grow his hair long.
Well, obviously, we're sort of head elves, aren't we? To the traditional sort of long... very much straightened.
It's not even the fact of that. It's just like, I don't know, it wasn't my view. Because he got duped over as well by Sauron, and it's kind of a bit to blame for a lot of it. So I guess he's holding on to that kind of guilt, which they'll probably give him an older face for. So he's the kind of troubled man that's done some wrong in his past and been, I'm guessing, slightly outcasted a bit now.
Mm.
I don't know if they're going to try and push that narrative, because I just don't see why. I'd have had him as like a more of a younger kind of, naive looking kind of character.
Yeah, possibly. I'm just not familiar enough with the Celebrimbor story in general though. But I had it in my mind that he was more sort of smith than architect.
Yeah,
like I can see him. I can see with this casting of Charles Edwards being more architect, like sort of. Stands back and directs things, but I always had it with that he was more of a, as I say, a smith that actually forged the rings himself in like a furnace and all that kind of stuff. And I don't know, I just had it more that he'd be a little bit more rugged, a little bit younger in human looking, younger obviously than elven years or whatever. But
it seems like we're picking him up from after the fact rather than before.
Do you think? Okay.
Otherwise, I don't think they would have him aged and concerned looking in this photo. It just looks like someone that's done something wrong.
Guilty.
He always gives the impression of a baddie. Do you know what I mean?
I was going to say, could there be two versions of him? Could there be a younger version of himself, which is played by somebody that looks similar but looks different in the show? Could we be flip-flopping between a younger and older?
Well, we know he has a demise coming, don't we?
Right, yeah.
We know he has a brutal end. He gets basically hunted down and strung up and killed and uses banners. I think we know that much about him, don't we?
Yeah.
So he's got it coming. We know that much.
Yeah.
So it is a great thing, but... Yeah. We'll see, I guess. But it's good to know he's there, because I was starting to get worried that he was just going to be a name spoken about rather than an actual character.
I think that's the big thing to take from that image. Yeah. Well, look, we'll start to wrap things up, because those are all the four images that we have seen now from Empire Magazine. As we said at the very top of things, we think there's going to be a couple more released tomorrow. And then the article itself released on Thursday. I don't know. There might be like,
we might have
like 16 new images or something by Thursday. But yeah, it's good. Things are starting to happen. As you said earlier, Mike, we may not be far off another trailer. So yeah, we'll see how things go.
Here's a question for you. Oh, yeah. So they have said that they have the final shot planned out.
Yeah.
Now, what if they release the final shot as one of these pictures?
That's not happening, is it? They haven't filmed it yet, I doubt.
Right, yeah, good point. Carry on.
But I reckon the final shot will be a wizard coming over onto the shores and walking through Hobbiton, basically. I reckon that's, and then that'll try and kick off after all the big hubbubs and all that.
Yeah.
It'll finish with a pointy-hatted person getting off a boat and walking into something like the Shire.
Wow, that's cool.
And then that's how he finds love of hobbits and all that kind of... I think it'll just push on from there. That's how I feel this thing will end, but we'll see. We'll see.
Just for the record, Lenny Henry's from Wolverhampton, not Birmingham.
Oh, we've got in big trouble for that.
Right. Apologies. Yeah. Apologies, Lenny.
Okay.
Well, look, we'll wrap things up there, fellas. Thank you very much.
If anything big comes out, we'll jump back on, I guess.
We'll jump back on, yeah. But good to get some reaction out there. And yes, if you're watching this, then please comment. Let us know what you think as well about all of this content that is starting to come out of the official channels. And yes, speaking of official channels, please follow ours as well and like us, follow us. Go back and listen to
the podcast
that we've already put out there. Subscribe, all that stuff, yeah. Yeah, we appreciate all the interaction that we have with everyone out there that's just as excited as us. So we'll wrap it up there, fellas, if that's all right with everyone.
Yep, great.
All good.
Have a fun night. Bye-bye, guys.
Fantastic.
Bye, guys. Mouth is the mouth of Sauron. Come get your rings of power.